Hello, and welcome to Mr. Marr's History Podcast. Google Mr. Marr History to get more help with Nationals Higher and Advanced Higher History. In today's podcast, we will discuss the actions that the Nazis took to consolidate their power in Germany between 1933 and 1934, today considering specifically events surrounding the Concordat with the Vatican. Churches in Germany had a key role in everyday German life. Protestantism tended to be more common in the north of the country, whilst Catholicism was generally stronger in the south. In gaining support from the Catholic Centre Party to try and pass the Enabling Act, Hitler had promised that he would protect the Catholic Church from his actions. Over time, Hitler was able to take control of the many different branches of Protestantism in Germany, including creating a new national faith based around Nazism. However, as the Catholic Church was a global and powerful organisation, it was much harder to control them. Hitler instead sought to work with the Catholic Church, who at this point were led by Pope Pius XI. The Pope agreed that the Centre Party would be abolished in July 1933, and both sides then signed a concordat to work together. The Catholic Church promised to stay out of politics, and in return it would be allowed to keep its freedom. In theory, this meant that the church would continue to control educational youth and other organisations. However, over time the Nazis began to change this. Parents were often pressured not to use Catholic schools, and in addition, many priests were put on trial, often for false reasons. Dealing with the churches of all Christian faiths posed problems for the Nazis. On the one hand, they wanted to control all aspects of society, and the churches were a potential opposition. However, they also recognised that attacking the churches could cause public anger, and the Nazis did not want this to happen either.